All right, so there's the exterior Ritter house. We finally get Chris and Matt working together here. And I've been hearing from a lot of people that, everyone has their different opinions. Should it be Chris and Matt that hook up? Should it be Carrie and Chris? Should it be Junior and Chris? And so we definitely promise to have a lot more intrigue to come. We have a great season finale and some really great twists and turns in terms of who's going to end up with who. And it's great to know these actors and to see them hang out and also see them act together. It's great to see how much they really like each other as people and also as actors, and how each actor is different and better, or not better, but how different combinations of actors bring out different things in the other actors is really great. I think Micah and Andrew are, when they play these the Ritter boys, are just really subtle in some of their choices sometimes, and it's really easy to go over the top and get big with their anger and conflict sometimes, and I think they've both, especially Micah's, found a nice place, a nice way to have conflict and disagree with his mother and other people and still sort of maintain some self-control and likability. And still, show the real conflict, internal conflict, which is cool. So it just goes with, it's a credit to the actors and the writing. But especially the actors. I mean, 'cause you can play a scene so many different ways. And the directors, of course. So there's some really funny stuff coming up with Amanda and Junior, stuff that that I don't think you'll see coming, in terms of the love triangle between Junior, Chris, and Rebecca, which is very fun. I love her eyes. She just has these huge, beautiful eyes, and I'm so bummed I never got a chance to meet her, because she's such a little talented little actor, and she can convey so much just with a little look as a junior. I've said this before, but Junior, or Ryan Sipek, we were on the pilot, and at the end of the pilot, I turned to him and said, "Dude, this is amazing. This is such a great crew. What a great experience. What a great cast. And how does this compare to all your other shows you've ever done?" And he looked at me and he goes, "Dude, I just graduated college. This is the first thing I've ever done." I was like, "Oh my God." I was blown away. But hey, here's another Wood song. Brad Cohen. So this is the scene I was telling you about where we just reshot these close-ups, these insert shots of karate and the hits and stuff. I'm actually going at... It's right now 11, 10:45 LA time, and at 1 o'clock I'm going to mix this show, and that's basically where you take the music, sound effects, dialogue, all the color-timed shots that have all been put together, and you do the final mix of the show. And it's like, seven people sitting around in a room, and we all make sure the music is loud enough, and the dialogue's loud enough, and there's heads and tails on all the songs, and it's the final place to make sure the sound is right, and the sound effects, and the crowd noises, and the score, and everything. And it's pretty fun part of the process. And for me, it's great to see, I'm sort of involved in the whole process from beginning all the way to end to delivery. My partner Lloyd Segan is as well, and he goes even bigger than I do in terms of marketing and deals with all the agents and the cast and the network and stuff, and I'm sort of along for the process of pre-production, development, production, and post-production, and do all the editing and then the mixing with our composers. And then you've got Marjorie David, who's the one who's in charge of all the development and the stories, and is involved all the way through as well, up until post, and still gives notes on post. So it's a real team effort in terms of it takes a village to raise this child we're doing every week called Wildfire. So pretty an amazing process if you're student of the process or fascinated with the process of filmmaking. It's great. But when you have actors like that that can do that little look and kiss, you just go, oh, it's so amazing. It's just, it's so great. I just love the show. I just love watching it. I love these actors. And it's great. You can see the horses in the background and that little smoke and leaves in the background. These are all things the crew and DP and special effects people do. And we've got a crew of, you know, I don't know, you know, Clay and Bobby and just a whole bunch of horse wranglers and teamsters that all are out there, just, you know, the AD saying, all right, we need three horses in the background. The scene will be going on. And there's someone who told that guy to walk back there with the hoe, and somebody to have those guys in the background burning leaves and a guy walking over there. So every shot, the director's working on the actors and their scene and the lighting, and then the ADs control the background. And it's, you know, it's like an army. This little close-up shot I just shot, actually Frank Pearl directed on my episode because we needed a better close-up of Matt to end the act on. The way they shot it last time was it ended on his back, and we really wanted to see what Matt was thinking.